never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a bizarro Wednesday edition. I think I have to share some of the reporting from the Washington Post. The topic of this reporting, inside Hunter Biden's multi-million dollar deals with Chinese energy company Matt Beiser, Tom Hamburger, and Craig Timberg on the reporting for the Washington Post. Now I'm jumping way down in the body of this piece. This is a comprehensive article. I'm not going to read it all to you, but bear with me. Biden aides and some foreign U.S. intelligence officials have voiced concern that the device, talking about Hunter Biden's laptop, may have been manipulated by Russia to interfere with the campaign. On Capitol Hill, Democrats have dismissed earlier reports about Hunter Biden's work in China as lacking credibility or being part of a Russian disinformation campaign. The Post analysis included forensic work by two outside experts who assessed the authenticity of numerous emails related to the CFFC matter, that's the Chinese energy firm. In addition, the Post found that financial documents on the copy of Hunter Biden's purported laptop match documents and information found in other records, including newly disclosed bank documents obtained by Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, a senior Republican on the Senate Finance and Judiciary Committees. It's him and Rojo dropping the new news. The potential energy projects Hunter Biden discussed with CEFC never came to fruition. Nonetheless, accounts linked to Hunter Biden received $3.8 million in payments from CEFC through consulting contracts, according to bank records. Biden received an additional $1 million retainer issued as part of an agreement to represent Patrick Ho, a CEFC official who would later be charged in the United States in connection with a multi-million dollar scheme to bribe leaders from Chad and Uganda. Now, Hunter Biden is not named whatsoever. There's no implication he was involved in the quote-unquote scheme. That retainer agreement in a newly uncovered document contains signatures of both Hunter Biden and Ho, who was later convicted and sentenced to 3 years in prison. Hunter Biden, who has a law degree, was not accused of wrongdoing in that scheme and appears to have little role in representing Ho in the federal case. They talk more that Ho's lawyer hasn't commented. Hunter Biden and his attorney did not respond to numerous messages. Well, not shocking. But he had been seeking business in China for years, talking about Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden's relationship with CEFC took root during a time of financial strain and turmoil for his family, according to court filings and Hunter Biden's accounts. The Bidens were reeling from the May 2015 death of Hunter's older brother, Beau, and Hunter was struggling with drug use. According to Hunter Biden's own memoir, "I was in the throes of addiction." During divorce proceedings with his wife, Kathleen, a court filing in the case described outstanding debts that are shocking and overwhelming, with the couple carrying maxed out credit cards, double mortgages on two properties they owned, and a tax debt of $314,000. I got to tell you, I've owed the IRS a few bucks now and again. $314,000 in accumulated tax debt, even with penalties and fees. You made some money and you never paid your taxes. Three checks to the housekeeper had bounced and they owed money to medical providers and therapists, according to a February 17th filing in DC Superior Court. Now, the CFEC, that's that Chinese firm, initially reached out to Hunter Biden in December of 2015 to set up a meeting between the then vice president's son and Yi Jianming, a founder and chairman of the Chinese firm, according to verified emails from a purported copy of the laptop hard drive. Vuk Jeremek, a Serbian politician who had recently served as the president of the United Nations General Assembly, wrote an email to the younger Biden, that's Hunter, that he was hosting a small private party in Washington with Yi, who he called one of the 10 wealthiest Chinese businessmen and wanted Hunter to attend. "He's young and dynamic with top-level connections in his country," Jeremek wrote in a December 1st, 2015 email. Yes, top-level connections. All the way up to, the East Wing. CFEC, a massive oil and gas company founded in 2002, had financing from government development banks. Those are Chinese government development banks, and ties to the Chinese Communist Party and the People's Liberation Army, according to people who studied the firm. Yi's official biography said he was once deputy secretary of the China Association for International Friendly Contact. At least it was friendly. An organization, the 2011 U.S. Congressional report called a front for the People's Liberation Army. While CEFC was ostensibly private, experts on the Chinese economy say it's unlikely it operated independently of the government. And the Chinese embassy declined to comment on CFEC's ties to the Chinese government or Hunter Biden's involvement with the firm. Now, Hunter Biden was supposed to dig out a deal. The two discussed, talking about Yi and Hunter Biden, discussed business opportunities for CEFC in the United States, including a $40 million joint venture to produce liquefied natural gas in Louisiana. But the deal failed. But Yi was so pleased with this initial meeting with Hunter Biden that after dinner, he sent a 2.8-carat diamond to Hunter's hotel room with a card thanking him for the conversation. Hey, really enjoyed the chat, just, the drinks, man. Here's just, a 3-carat diamond.
They're just very polite people.
In divorce proceedings, Hunter's wife would claim the diamond was worth $80,000. Hunter Biden told the New Yorker the value was probably closer to $10,000, and he gave the diamond to his associates. Easy come, easy go. Here's 3-carat diamond. And he doesn't know what they did with it. In the summer of 2017, Hunter Biden received a request from Yi that would foreshadow subsequent problems for CEFC. Yi said that the top CFEC associate, Patrick Ho, might be under investigation by U.S. law enforcement. He asked Hunter Biden for help. Hunter Biden told the New Yorker he agreed to represent Ho and try to figure out if he was under scrutiny by law enforcement. They do include a retainer agreement here. The execution of the bigger consulting deal between Hunter Biden and CEFC occurred rapidly in early 2017, August 2017. The contract was dated August 2nd. Hunter Biden would get a one-time retainer of $500,000, received a monthly stipend of $100,000, and his uncle James Biden got $65,000 a month. Now, that's the president's brother. They don't talk a lot about James Biden in this article, but he also seemingly is up and involved in this. What else do we have here? After expenses and personal costs, the bulk of the money, about $4.8 million, was directed over a 14-month period, usually in increments of $165,000, to an account linked to Hunter Biden, the documents show. During that time period, about $1.4 million was transferred from Hunter's account to the Lion Hall Group, the consulting firm that James Biden ran. No comment, James Biden said when reached on his cell phone and asked about the CFEC deal. A few more red flags as they're described here. A few weeks after he went into business with CEFC executives in the fall of 17, Hunter Biden requested changes to the fifth floor office space he was renting at the House of Sweden, an airy building in Georgetown, that's D.C., that is home to the Swedish embassy and other offices. On September 21st, 2017, Hunter Biden wrote to the building manager and requested new signage to reflect a new family enterprise and a new business relationship. The Biden Foundation and Hudson West, CEFC. So do you see what he's doing here? He's got an office in D.C. in this very nice building. And suddenly he's asking the building manager, hey, I need a couple of new signs out on the door. Well, I'm in this Hudson West CEFC US deal, so I need you to put that on the door. And oh yeah, the Biden Foundation. Although there's no indication that the Biden Foundation actually had any intentions of locating itself and co-officing with Hunter Biden. A little bit more here. Hunter Biden also requested keys for the new office mates, Joe Biden, his mother Jill, his uncle James Biden, and Chinese executive Gaguan Dong. As part of the request, he provided What he said was his father's cell phone number, saying an office representative could use it to contact his new office mates. Hunter Biden referred to Yi, the chairman of CEFC, as my partner, and described Dong as the Chairman Yi, CEFC emissary. The email exchanges that discuss Hunter Biden's plan to build a Biden CEFC office were included on a copy of his hard drive and were confirmed through public records released by the Swedish government to the Post. Again, this is a well-researched piece. We are very excited and honored to welcome your new colleagues, the manager wrote back to Hunter Biden. Yeah, the Biden Foundation's moving into this building and this new enterprise. Jeffrey Peck, the Biden Foundation board member most involved in details like setting up the office, said there was never any consideration of that location. I recall discussions about other possible spaces in the so-called House of Sweden was never on any of the list. There was never any thought, like zero thought or consideration given to that building. A spokeswoman for the Swedish authority said that oversees the property said that the four keys were made available as requested, but that Hunter Biden never picked them up. The signboard on the door wasn't changed, she said. Around the time Hunter Biden was asking for changes to his office space, email exchanges with the property manager grew tense with a reminder to Hunter Biden to stop violating office policies by bringing visitors in through a side entrance rather than signing them in at the front desk and taking them through the metal detectors. Why is that important? Well, Hunter Biden responded angrily, saying that one homeless woman he could vouch for and accused the office managers of racism because that woman is black. He wrote that another woman was London Roberts, a woman he described as my youngest daughter's basketball mentor. Well, that's quite a quaint relationship. Here's the next paragraph from the article. Within a year, Roberts would have a baby that Hunter denied was his until she filed a paternity suit and DNA testing confirmed it was his. So he's sneaking his girlfriend in the building through the side entrance, which is just a footnote here. But that also lent itself to litigation and embarrassment to the family, I would guess. They settled that case in 2020, and court documents show he's paying an undisclosed amount in child support. Now, Roberts' lawyer, Clint Lancaster, said his client has worked for Biden at the time of the House of Sweden incident. He said Roberts was called to testify for several hours before a grand jury in Wilmington, Delaware in mid-February, an indication that the federal investigation of Hunter Biden remains active. Lancaster declined to comment on the nature of her testimony. The Justice Department of the Delaware U.S. Attorney's Office also declined to comment. And during the time the CEFC was active, funds were being transferred from Hunter Biden, from Hunter, to his uncle. That's Joe Biden's brother, James Biden. All told, nearly $1.4 million went from Hunter's company to one controlled by James Biden, according to a 2020 report by Grassley and U.S. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. The transactions were identified as potential criminal activity, a designation meant to flag potential money laundering, political corruption, or other financial crimes, according to the report from the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network at the Treasury Department that reviewed the post. This is not a distraction, folks. There's some there.
Well, luckily we all know that the media is fake. They're all out to get everybody, and they're really just trying to create scandals, so we know that we can't, you know anything about any sort of media because the last president completely trashed all media. So we can't really trust the Washington Post, especially because they're the enemy of the people, right?
No, I'm not saying that. I actually trust the Post, and I don't feel like barraging my audience with, you know, tales of the ne'er-do-wellness of Hunter Biden. Perhaps criminal indictments coming? I don't know. That's not yet being reported because there are no facts yet that indicate he has been indicted. I think we know that. But ultimately, I think where there's some smoke, there's some fire here. I think the fact that they have the financial receipts is damning. But then again, we had, Trump signing checks to Stormy Daniels? Ron Johnson, they had no intellectual curiosity on that point, as I recall. Come back, Four Devils.
He's for China and I'm for the USA, and it's very simple.
Get your work straight, Jack.
He's for China.
Grow up, Donald.
For China.